This is Magneto Mel. You're listening to EAA 1210 AM, 100.7 FM, and around the world on the internet at airventure.org. And I'd like to make a little announcement here for Lance Air. In the process of continued aircraft improvement, Lance Air will unveil the next generation of high-performance aircraft. The advanced technology Lance Air Evolution is now, this minute, being unveiled at the Lance Air Village, so come by to see it and pay him a visit. And currently, I am joined with Byron Laszlo with Challenge Air. And you want to tell us a little bit about what Challenge Air is?
Yeah, thanks, Mel. Challenge Air for Kids and Friends, we are a children's charity. We're a nonprofit organization based out of Dallas, Texas. And the organization is designed to inspire and empower children living with a variety of disabilities and serious illnesses through aviation.
You know, is that physical disabilities or?
More physical disabilities, yes.
How long has this program been in place?
We're in our 14th year. We've been around since 1993.
Since 1993?
Yes.
And how big are you?
We're small staff,
yeah,
but we have a large impact. We office out of Dallas is about 5 full-time staff, and we just opened a West Coast regional office in L.A. with one director.
Oh, in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Now, I thought I'd heard some operations going from time to time in the San Diego area, so this is in addition to that?
Well, the San Diego events that we do with the kids, we're all coordinated out of Dallas. Now we have moved that under the auspice of West Coast. And for the first time this year, we are flying Seattle, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles, and then the annual event in San Diego. So we have the 4 cities under the umbrella of West Coast office.
And what is an event? What happens at an event?
An event is an amazing thing. The 5-day events will allow for about 125 children with special needs to attend, and all the children are pre-registered. The children will be registered with their families to attend an event. All the children will attend an educational ground school that we coordinate about every 45 minutes. But the most exciting element of the fly day event for the children is that each child will sit as a co-pilot, a right seat, and a small 4-to-6-seat aircraft with family members in the back seats. But the flights are about 30 minutes, but we allow each child to actually take the control and fly. We want to send the message that if you can fly this aircraft, the sky's the limit to what you can do.
And have what are some of the success stories that you've had from that?
Oh wow, there's one. You know, the types of children we work with, all the different disabilities or challenges, if you will. There's just a huge span. So autism is one of the challenges that we see at all of our fly day events. And there's Theron Wright is one of our pilots. He's also a wheelchair aviator.
Okay, Theron. Yeah, we've had him in here.
Yep. And so Theron, as a paraplegic pilot, tells the story of one of his experiences. About a little girl named Jenny, and she had autism, or has autism, and she's completely nonverbal, does not speak. And so Theron is flying with Jenny, and the parents are on the back seat. And what's cool about the fly day event is that the children and the families all wear the headsets and the microphones, so there's a constant communication going in the aircraft, and the parents can hear everything that the pilot and child are doing in the front. And when the pilot allowed the child to actually take the control and fly, and the child got to feel the power of flight, she started singing about being a little rain cloud from some Winnie the Pooh movie. But the idea that...
But with words, not just the music.
With words. The child was actually... This nonverbal child who doesn't say to talk, you know, is now suddenly singing. And, of course, the parents are melting in the back seats of this aircraft. Unbelievable. We call that the power of flight. There are miracles with the Challenger program, and we find that to be one of the miracles, that story. And there are many. Every flight event has stories just like that.
Now, is there a cost for parents to get their child up in one of these aircrafts, or how are you funded?
The Challenger program is offered at no cost to the families. The fly day events are each funded locally in the communities by mostly corporate support. Corporations, we see some foundation and individual support as well. A good example, we just flew Seattle on June 30th, and Washington Mutual is a bank seated around the country, but their national headquarters are in Seattle, and they insisted on hosting a fly day event. So they primarily backed the event with funding and volunteers and other ground activities. It was amazing to see that corporate group look at Challenge Air as a charity of choice where they can actually, as a corporate community, do some really good work for the children with special needs in their hometown.
Right. And well, so okay, let's say I'm a parent of an autistic or a paraplegic or a child with some challenge. How do you find you guys? How do you set it up? What's the process?
The process. We get the word out to the children and families in a couple different ways, but what we like to do is tap into other nonprofit organizations who serve the same population of children. So we might tap into Make-A-Wish or the spinal cord injury groups or the cancer center hospitals and inform those program directors about what we're doing. So we try to register the kids and families ahead of time so we know how many kids we have, so we know how many pilots that we have to have for the day, and how many ground crew volunteers that we need. But we will tap into other like-minded nonprofits serving the same population of kids to register to participate.
And your pilots, they come from anywhere in the community? Anybody can sign up? Or
yep. And yeah, we do a lot of work with recruiting pilots through Angel Flight, a lot of EAA Young Eagle pilots.
Angel Flight, right.
But we also just try to tap into other pilot groups and pilot associations, getting the word out. And on our website, which is challengeair.org, but we have all the pilot requirements. So, pilots who fly charity flights, the FAA says you have to have a certain minimum of hours and things. We kind of up that bar a little bit. Safety has to be priority, and so.
Right.
But what's cool is that most of the event cities we travel, we make it an annual event. So Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for example, we're in our 14th year. Every January we do Fort Lauderdale, and so most of those pilots have been flying with us for years. So they're so used to flying with the kids and working with this special population of kids. But I want to say, right now over at Flying Magazine, Patty Wagstaff is one of our big supporters, as well as Flying Magazine. And Patty Wagstaff has given us a really unique opportunity. And for those who are familiar with Patty's performance show, she does the ribbon cutting as part of her trademark.
Right.
As one of her signature performance stunts. And so we're raffling off positions to hold the poles, to hold the ribbon for the Thursday performance and the Saturday performance.
Here at AirVenture.
Here at AirVenture. So.
And where are you located then on the field?
We are at Flying Magazine. We're right out on the street on the Flying Magazine property down the main drag. You can't miss Flying Magazine.
It's near the membership tent or the.
It's right next to like Combing. It's right down the main drag. It's a huge red and white striped tent. It says Flying all over it. We're out there in the street. And so as a charity opportunity, Patty Wagstaff and Flying Magazine have partnered together. We can register right now. We're going to draw tomorrow at noon for the Thursday flight, and then we'll draw again for two winners for Saturday's performance. And it's amazing. I've got to do it. I've got to hold the pole. It's just absolutely exhilarating to be part of Patty's show.
How fun.
It is very fun. So, and we have more information on Challenger over there if anybody's interested, just to find out where we're at, where the events are. We can go to challenger.org. Our event schedule is listed there. We've got Challenger representatives at the flying tent to talk more about what we do and where we're doing it and how you can get involved.
Great. Well, Byron, thank you for coming in here today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for the invitation. Love being here.
We've been listening to Byron Laszlo with Challenge Air, which provides opportunities for youth with challenges, as also known as disabilities for some people, but challenges is a better word. You're listening to EAA Radio.